what I really need to work on, I noticed in, like, my past relationships and whatnot, is I've never really been able to, like, initiate sexual tension and really, like, pick up on girls, like, signals and stuff like that.
So in your relationships or in girls that you're dating or girls that you want to be dating?
More, all the above.
All of the above.
Yeah, because I'm pretty good with, like, talking and stuff like that. And I just started learning the banter and the whole flirting aspect of it.
Wonderful. But so you're talking about escalation, about going to that more sexual space with a woman, right?
Say that again?
You're talking about, like, escalating. So whether, you know, it's about going to that more sexual place with a woman to build that tension. Yes. Well, can I tell you one thing about women and about people in general?
Okay.
The thing that creates the most amount of excitement and tension surrounding sex is anticipation. Okay. That, for me, is the worst and best feeling in the entire world, and that's even with my husband. So I remember there were times when I would be with guys, you know, before I was married, and I would be anticipating a kiss. And I wanted that kiss, and I was leaning in, and I was ready for it, and then I was also kind of covering up because I was nervous for it. But that anticipation was the nicest feeling ever, and the longer it lasted, kind of the better the kiss was and the sexual experience was. So the question that you're asking is, how do you get into that space, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You got it spot on.
Okay. So when you're flirting and bantering with somebody, you're at a totally different level than the seductive escalation sexual period of time. So flirting and bantering is like your dopamine levels are going crazy. You're exchanging banter with each other. You're teasing, you're touching. It's going a little faster. Your voices are higher up and they're louder, correct?
Yeah, that's spot on.
Okay. So then usually when you want to go down to, or, you know, bring it back to a sexual tension building space, you can start to do that with your body language. And with your voice, I'm like, hear what I'm doing now. Like, I'm speaking more slowly. You can't see my body language. My body language is moving more slowly.
Voice is all I need.
Yeah, exactly. So it's getting into more of like a seductive space.
Okay.
So typically, if you want to go from flirting to seducer, you can simply do that by changing your voice tonality, your body language, and the way that you're looking at a woman.
Okay.
So if you're flirting and bantering, like let's say you and I are flirting and bantering right now, okay, and we're having fun and we're joking around, and then you stop for a second and you look me in the eyes, and you can, I'm not sure if you know the triangle move from Josh Pelitzer from the Tao of Badass, but you look me in the eyes and you look at one eye and then the next eye, then down to the lips, then back up to the eyes, and then you say something semi-sweet, but something that shows that you get me and understand me.
Okay.
So you could say something like, we actually just talked about this on my podcast yesterday, so it's really funny that you're asking this question. But you could say something like, you know what I just noticed about you? You see the world totally differently than most other girls that I've talked to. And I like it. And you look her in the eyes and you're appreciating her for that comment. So you don't want to just say, you know what I realized? You're the prettiest girl in this room. That can work too, depending on how your conversations.
Like...
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, if she's a pretty girl, she's like, I've heard that before. That's not anything I didn't know already. So you want to go that level deeper. Like, you know what I know? You know what I notice about you? You're very intelligent. I love the way that your brain works.
Like noticing her character, right?
Absolutely. Noticing her character and things that she's really proud of that she's had to build up on her own. Anything that a girl feels she naturally has is not something she wants to be complimented on because she knows she has that ability and she's been complimented on it for years. So you make that statement, you can put your hand on her leg, you can even brush the side of her arm, you can lean in close, you can make that statement, and then after you're done with the statement and staring at her eyes for like 1 to 2 seconds, you lean back and you go back to flirting and bantering. Or you can continue in that seducer zone if you want. If you can maintain that comfort level to be in there. But the tension that you're talking about is when you do the back and forth, when you continue to go into that space and not actually kiss her or not do what it is that she wants you to do. You're building up that anticipation, that curiosity, that mystery. Why is he making me feel this way? And then he's pulling away from it. If you can do it confidently, that is going to build up an amazing level of anticipation that is super sexy. It's going to make you feel really powerful, and it's going to make her really want you. she'll be dying for a kiss from you at the very end. Like, in her head, she's screaming, like, kiss me already, come on. And then I wouldn't let it last for that much longer, but maybe, like, 5 minutes later, you go and you say, I really want to kiss you right now. Or you can just go in for the kiss and get close to her, look her in the eyes again, do the triangle move, and then go in for the kiss.
The triangle move sounds pretty cool, all right.
Yeah, because you've never heard of it before. So I actually had my husband do this to me after I heard about it from my friend Josh, who owns Dow of Badass. And so I said to my husband, who I'd been with at the time for like 8 years, and I said, try this move on me. I want to see if it works. And he's like, okay, but we've been married for so long and together for so long. How is this going to work? I'm like, I don't know, but just try it. So I told him what to do, and I said, sit across the table from me and start talking to me, and then pause and look in my eyes, and then look from one eye to the next eye, down to my lips, and then look back up at my eyes and have a little smirk. And he did it, and honestly, I felt butterflies in my stomach. It was intense. It was crazy. All yeah. Right. So if you want to try doing that, you can even say to girls, I want to try something on you. What does this do for you? Like, that can be like a move for you too. Even when you're in playful conversation, just, oh, you can say like, I just learned something. Let me try it on you. If, you know, that's your quicker way to get into that transition, if that feels more comfortable for you for right now, just so that you can gain confidence in knowing that it works.
No, like, most definitely. After reading, like, the first How to Be a Man Women Want, and then reading portions of the What's in a Woman's Mind so far, if you were here, you would just be smiling because, number one, confidence levels, they've shot up completely.
Really? That makes me feel so good. I love that.
Like, oh my God, like, it's gotten to the point where it's like I'm walking around. It's like I'm giving off a, like, different aura when I walk. It's like I've been approached now, and it's weird.
What?
And it's, yeah.
Oh my God,
I've been approached twice, and I'm like, what the hell's going on right now?
I know. Isn't it crazy? Like, when it starts working, it's like every area of your life, it just changes. It's insane. That makes me so happy to hear. I hear it all the time, but it still feels nice.
No, most definitely. And, like, especially since I'm going back to college in, like, 2 weeks, I want to make sure I'm on my game.
Absolutely. That's awesome. All right. So let's practice a little bit of the – well, thank you for saying that, by the way. I'm like, blushing right now, and I feel so good. But – and let's just start from the part of going into lowering your voice, slowing your voice.
Okay.
Having your face in your eyes, like the body language. Let's go with that.
So you want me to lower my voice?
I want you to practice going from, like we were bantering before, like just the transition of speaking more slowly and giving me a compliment, taking time, making eye contact, showing with my body language that I'm confident and that you're confident okay. and that you want something more. And then I want to see that triangle move.
Should I do the same, I like the way you see the world thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see. Let's see how this works. You know what I just noticed about you? You have a different view on the world, and I really like it.
Okay, so let's do that now with more confidence. Okay. The first sentence was great. The second part sounded rehearsed. Okay. And it'll, as you start practicing, it's going to come out much more naturally because you're going to own the sentence. But you have to really believe that the person you're talking to, that you believe this statement. You're like, you know what I just noticed about you?
Yeah.
You have a wicked sense of humor. I can tell there's something like dirty going on behind those eyes. Like something like that. You can say that to girls, like all those things. Like, but you have to really believe those things. And then slowly over time, it won't matter what you say. You'll believe anything that comes out of your mouth.
All right. So let me just try to focus on your picture then. All right. You know what I noticed about you? Like, oh, dang, this is harder than I thought it would be.
You have that first sentence down. It was good. You have, like, the face is good. The eyes are good. Your tone is good. So don't worry. Keep going.
Okay. You know what I noticed about you? You have a different,
Okay. No, but wait for me to respond, okay? So you know what I noticed about you? What? So you can take a second. Okay. Right. So keep going.
You know what I noticed about you?
What?
I like the way you look at the world. You have a different view on things.
Okay, then now slow it down. But that's good. Slow it down, because you're in control, and you are seducing now. So you're going from fast and bantery and flirty and, like, making fun of her and blah, blah, and she's making fun of you, and you go, slow down. You know what I notice about you? When you smile, your mouth does this really cute thing. We're only half of it. Like, whatever it is. You want to go slow. You want to make sure you are using your mouth to say words. Because that's where you're going to be kissing, right? So you're trying to entice her with your body language, with your voice tonality, with the way that you're looking at her. So that they're intense eyes as well. It's like you're zoning in on something. So let's say you were looking at this amazing piece of chocolate cake. And you say to the chocolate cake, I am going to eat you all because you are the most tasty thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Okay.
Like, that's what you're looking at this cake saying, I'm about to devour you. And you're doing the same thing to the woman, but you're using other words.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Ah, God. Marty, you're making me crazy. All right. All right. You know what I noticed about you?
What?
Like, I see something in your eyes. It's, I don't know, it's like you have something dirty on going on back there.
Really?
It's just something that I see.
No, this is great. Don't worry about it. But then you got to go back to the flirting and bantering.
Okay.
And if she does, if you do say that line and she goes, really? I have something. She's like, yeah. Like, oh, you like that, don't you? You like the dirty thoughts behind your mind. You are dirty. And then, like, you can go back to a flirty bantering space again. But you want to build up that tension. I liked how your eyes were. I liked how your voice tonality was. So that's what you're going to do. Like, once we get off of this phone call, I want you to practice in front of the mirror. And because then you can see it. You can see what it is that you're doing. And then you can see when you're actually being attractive. So when I did that, when I did that triangle thing with my husband, I practiced it on myself in the mirror afterwards. And I'm like, what is it? And, like, I figured out how to own it as well. And now, so when I was on my podcast yesterday and I said that line to Haley, I don't know if you listen to my podcast, but you should. It's awesome. But Haley, everybody in the room got quiet and Haley just, like, zoned in on me when I made this statement. Because I was talking really fast and bantering about stuff. And then I said, you know what I would do? I would do this. And then I just started saying the line and I switched my tonality and my eyes got really focused on her. And she immediately softened up to me and leaned in. It was just her natural response. But that's through practice of doing that. And, and like, afterwards, Kristen and Mo, who were also in the room, were like, whoa, I could feel that. What the hell did you just say? Say it again. I'm like, I can't repeat what I just said. I just this came out of my mouth. But they were just like, we could all feel what you were just doing. So that's what you want to practice. And if you are looking in the mirror, you want to feel that from you, too. Where you're like, fuck, I'm sexy. Like, I would want to be with me. Because what you're really saying underneath those words are, I'm freaking amazing in bed, and I am going to rock your world. That's what you're saying with that leadership and that strength and that confidence in yourself.
Okay.
That's what you're saying underneath it. And that's what's coming across to her. That's where the excitement comes from. When a man can project and present himself in the way that I'm expressing myself right now, that's power. And that just spells, I am an amazing lover, I can be powerful in bed, and I can be the man you've always wanted to be with.
All right.
Yeah, wow. And that's curiosity. That's where anticipation builds from. Because, oh my God, you can banter and you can be this other guy too? That's like what I've always been looking for.
All right, you just blew my mind right there.